The Southern California wildfires continue to burn, with more people being asked to evacuate their homes from the greater Los Angeles area. As whole neighborhood blocks incinerate and collapse, we turn our attention to the infrastructure around them. Previous fires have caused problems with the water supply. Will this one too? We're joined now by NPR's Ping Wong. Good morning.
Good morning, Aisha.
Residents in some places are being warned about the safety of the tap water. Like, what's the concern?
Yeah, so there's been unsafe drinking water warnings for some of the communities near the largest burn zones. So for those close to the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire, the advice is do not drink or cook with the water. Do not brush your teeth with it. There's also some recommendations about limiting dishwashing and showering with it, especially with the hot water. And those who are returning from evacuating from the Hearst fires are also warned not to drink their water until testing shows that it's safe. And people are being told to not try to treat the water themselves. Andrew Welton is a civil engineering professor at Purdue, and he says that these warnings are important because contamination is a serious problem.
They will find contamination. The question is, how high is it? Where is it? What parts of the communities will have to have restrictions?
He's consulted on water safety after some major wildfires in Hawaii, California, and Colorado, and he says that it's clear that wildfires can contaminate the water supply in a few different ways.
So how does the water get contaminated during a wildfire?
So there's two basic concerns here. One is the water source, which is, you know, the reservoir where the water is stored. And what I'm actually hearing so far about that is that it might be okay. Most of the water in Southern California actually comes from places pretty far away from these wildfires. So even though there might be some ash that lands on the water sources, that can get filtered out during treatment. But the bigger concern here is actually for the water delivery system. So this is everything from like the local water treatment plants to water storage tanks to the pipes that bring that water out to homes and businesses. And the concern is not just that some parts of it are broken, it's that other parts of the water system that are still intact can get contaminated too.
So how would that happen?
Okay, so typically in an intact water system, the water flows in one direction, you know, from the water treatment plant out to people's homes. But in a situation like this, where there's a lot of demand for the water pressure drops. So you might have heard, Aisha, about firefighters opening up hydrants and they were empty, or people having low water pressure at home. These are all signs of depressurization, and it's especially a problem during a wildfire. So I spoke with Jackson Webster, who's a civil engineer at Chico State, and he says it creates a vacuum effect.
That vacuum pulls organic contaminants back, like gases from the combustion that's taking place, back into the distribution system, where it quickly reacts with the pipes. And this causes chemical contamination of the distribution system, which is very difficult to get rid of.
So all that soot and air pollution from burned trees and burned buildings, that gets pulled back into the water system. And it's not just the air pollution. There's also parts of the system that can melt and contaminate the water too, especially if like water pipes are made out of plastic. Webster says that this was a problem in the 2018 Camp Fire in Northern California. There were pipes and water meters that melted and the plastic in them got pulled back into the water supply.
Well, so what should people do?
Well, it seems like the worst of the damage is in those evacuated areas. So hopefully no one's using the water there. And, you know, once things settle down, officials will be testing the water to see what they're dealing with. And then they'll advise people about it. So people should be listening to warnings from their public health officials. But they should also be asking questions, because with this chemical contamination, you're not necessarily going to be able to see it or smell it. You're not necessarily going to know if it's there. There is something that people should keep in mind, though. When it comes to water contamination, the situation can change a lot from fire to fire. So it seems to depend on the materials in the water system and also what the fire is burning, and that can vary a lot from place to place.
That's NPR's Ping Wong. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.